Budget, a foundation for growth, restoring the promise of American opportunity. Wow, I feel like saluting already. But when you read it, you find that the Vatican's not the only place blowing smoke this week.
Sounds like a little Paul Ryan. CPAC had some funny lines, but it was what the undertone was all about in the room that now becomes a part of the conversation across this country. Hey, everybody. Kay Delaney, this hour of America. Tonight, we're going to delve a little bit into the branding process for the Republicans who say 50,000 conversations. That's what we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 months to try to figure this whole thing out and chart a course. Do you think $10 million will bring the Latino vote up, the black vote up for Republicans who say that this is what really is sorely needed? Because too often we've heard that we're the stuffy old white guy party. Wow! Is this what the GOP should do in trying to win more elections coming up in 2014 and then, of course, the presidential election in 2016, which would be wide open since Obama's term would be done. What a way to start the hour, huh, talking about branding, which is a buzzword for marketing people, but is exactly what the Republicans feel like they need to do. Is that $10 million well spent? In ground game, specifically, one of the things they're talking about doing is outreaching, advertising, bumper stickers, and all of that starting right now, doing it right now, not down the line for 2016 or not sooner than that, 2014, depending on who's up for re-election, but instead setting the sights on today, on now, this minute. Priebus, who is the man behind the Republican Party, at least in the branding part of this whole thing, says the time is this second. The time is not to wait when so many Americans are not really identifying with the Republican Party. But is there such a thing as throwing the baby out with the bathwater? Could it be there might be too much panic and then that leads to even more confusion as to who people are electing? I'm going to say it does. I'm going to say you can't buy the authenticness of somebody. So I think you or I or your sister or your brother or the guy across the street, what we want is somebody is in somebody who's running, is somebody who says they are what they are. And that's what we get. And if for some reason something changes, we know it because they tell us. And they don't talk out of both sides of their mouth trying to appease too many masters. Here's the party with the Republican Party. Here's the problem with the Republican Party saying this. They could be trying to please too many masters. CPAC was a meeting of the minds. And what does conservative mean? And what does conservative mean these days? But if the idea of taking an ideology, something that so many people hold near and dear, and twisting it in 50 different directions is going to get people elected, I'm going to say it's not going to get them elected because there will be nothing crystal about it. There'll be nothing but smoke that nobody can really understand, you know, where we can't even see through those thick, dark clouds. That's a mistake. The idea of having a conversation, of really touching Americans and going out across the land and doing that is different. If that is the strategy, I would say, okay, there you go. Because there were people that weren't touched that were missed the last time around. But the fact that it's costing $10 million to figure that out, I would say it might not be well spent because you can't buy that authenticness. You cannot buy it. All right, we're not going to only harp on that and rebranding. Is it worth $10 million? You had $10 million to play with. Is that what you would do? Put out a bunch of bumper stickers, have a few rallies, and hope that, geez, I the young vote, I hope we've reached them, and something different will happen next time around. And instead of a Mitt Romney type getting a tiny bit of an important voting block, we're going to grab 50, 60, 70% of it. You may have a different strategy, which, by the way, it's interesting because the president's approval ratings, according to a CNN ORC poll, are down below 50% for the first time since September. So some of the big bad issues like budget and whatnot are leading to the decline, at least in the approval ratings. And the Republicans got clobbered, by the way, overall. Clobbered in ratings in the poll. And this poll was just wrapped up. For whatever you put in polls, I like to say I'm the poll princess, right? So 56% say Obama's not doing enough to cooperate with the Republicans in Congress, okay? Only 31% say they approve of how the president's handling the budget. But in Congress in general, and in Republicans, there is a real divide, Just over two-thirds of the people questioned in the survey say the Republican Party favors the rich, and nearly half think the GOP's policies are too extreme. And this plays right into the hands of the rebranding process. The Republican National Committee releases a major review of their performance in the 2012 elections, and they want to fix what went wrong by going perhaps in a completely different direction. The RNC chairman, again, bringing it around, says the report says the way we communicate to our people isn't resonating widely enough. It's not just what we say, it's how we say it. The promise of opportunity will be our message, and a spirit of optimism will infuse everything we do. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? That sounds like a Girl Scout mantra. Sorry, Rents, I gotta say, that's, I don't see how that's gonna resonate. Does that resonate with anybody listening to America Tonight? If I shake your hand and meet you at a rally and I'm running and I say, well, I got the promise of opportunity. That's what the new, this is what the new GOP holds. And we're gonna have optimism that abounds and it's gonna course through every single thing that we touch. I think a lot of you are gonna look me back in the eye and say, really? That's what you got for me? Are you kidding me? How about some solutions to what the real problems are? All right, speaking of real problems, I got to get this out in the top. There was a scare at a campus in Orlando, the University of Central Florida. Guy who was a former student there and is currently enrolled, 30 years old, goes in, has a handgun, a shotgun, and some bombs in the middle of the night. He had a plan, but the plan didn't work out. That's next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat.
My front door flew open, and then I heard a big boom. I ran outside and got my kids to come inside.
Yeah, that's the nightmare that only one can imagine and never really think it's going to happen to them, meaning a small plane crashes into your neighborhood. And, of course, it has happened in the past. We're talking about a corporate jet sheared in half, its nose smashing through the front window of a house. One of the two people were killed when it actually hit those houses in northern Indiana. And it's, man, you heard the description. That was one of the women in the neighborhood that couldn't believe it. And if you see the pictures of it, it's horrific. It looks like actually there would be more people involved. Only two people. One of them happened to be Stephen Davis, who's a former quarterback. If you remember the name, you have to go back into the recesses of your mind. But he was a big star in his day at the University of Oklahoma, and he helped actually the Sooners win two national titles in the 70s. One of the his coach would have been Barry Switzer. He had an incredible record when he, when he was there at the school, and he wasn't a guy who was thought of as a big recruit, and he went on, like I said, to be a star. So the plane was sheared in half, went through the window of the house, and what was the technical problem there? And of course, they're on the ground still looking at it and trying to figure it out. It was Sunday afternoon. It was supposed to land a little tiny regional airport at South Bend, and next thing you know, late in the afternoon, it was down on the ground, wind shears or something. A big plane one time in Dallas, I want to say it was in the 80s, was taken down because of that. Let's go to Jerry in Montreal. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Hey, Kate. First of all, I'm sorry for your family loss.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
And the show isn't the same without you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. That's nice. Thank you.
With regard to the politics, I think that politicians play too much. First of all, They're one-sided. They're very close-minded on both sides of the aisle. And they think they can buy votes, and I think voters are smarter than that. And I think that's the problem is that's why people stay away from the polls, because they think they're being bought, and they don't want to be bought. They want sincere politicians, and we're not getting it.
Yeah, I agree. That's it. We want authentic, sincere people, just regular people. Doesn't matter if you have a lot of money, no money, somewhere in between, worked hard, was a bootstrapper. It's not about that. It is about just being the real person. And I think we're just, and it sounds like you're in tune to this, you know when somebody's, you know when someone's phony. You know when somebody's handing them a script. Could be a good guy, could be a nice guy that they've just manipulated so much, like a political consultant or consultants, that who knows who that person is anymore and what they're saying. They don't even know.
And I think the politicians aren't on both extreme sides are not in tune with what the country is.
Yeah.
The country is more to the central, and there you have very, very conservative people trying to buy votes, and liberals, people are liberal to some extent and conservative to some extent, but not as extreme as they are.
Yeah, not as extreme. So if you have two extreme ends and then you have people playing to all sides of that, you can't be a moderate and extremist and be somewhere to the right a little or left a little. I mean, you have to be who you are, and this is exactly, you nailed it. That's exactly what's happening.
I remember when the Republican Party, and that was when I first was living in Canada, when I first started to follow politics, and was very moderate. I mean, you had a Republican governor in New York. Rockefeller, who was very moderate. And now the Republican Party is totally, most of them are totally to the right.
Yeah.
And the moderates find it very hard to be, say they're a Republican.
So what do you think the moderates do then? They say, geez, I am conservative fiscally and all this other stuff, but I just can't go that far down the pike to something that I think is extreme and off the rails, so I'm just not going to go. I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I think people stay home, too. Jerry, great call. Thanks.
I'll talk to you a little later.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Here's the thing. I think that people do stay home. I think people do feel disillusioned. And you hear this stuff where they're trying to embrace all aspects of everything that could possibly, you know what it's like somebody said to me a long time ago about people who give speeches. Well, what's your audience? What's the audience of this person? What's their core audience? And when the people don't know, when the person speaking has no clue what the core audience is, they think that, well, everybody, my core audience is everyone. I don't think you can do that. You got to pick a lane. You have to pick a lane. And now if the lanes have splintered off, and there's these back roads, you have to decide which way you're going. This is why I think Rand Paul is getting traction. And I could be totally wrong on this because I don't know him. I've only interviewed him a few times. Three times I've talked to Rand Paul. Once before he was elected. So here's the thing. Whatever Rand Paul is, he feels to me to be very authentic in what he's saying and what he thinks. He doesn't think money should go to Egypt. He doesn't want to do that, so he tries to use his political leverage to stop that. That's what he's supposed to do. He's a senator. He's supposed to look at bills. He's supposed to say, I'm going to say this isn't right, so I'm going to stop here. I'm going to filibuster, whether you think it's silly or not, to make the point. But I just want an answer on this. What's going to happen to American citizens when it comes to drones? I think he's the real deal. In whatever direction he's going. And this is the problem. You can't, it's like the analogy of biting into those chocolates and not knowing what you're going to get. I mean, look, that's fine. That's fine for speed dating. That's fine for other things in life. But it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore when we're talking about politicians. I mean, this is the big thing. That nobody's getting what they think they're getting. Oh, it's very disappointing. So Republicans smartly have looked at this. If I were running the Republican Party, like Priebus, I would look at it, absolutely, because that's my job. What happened? Why didn't we do it? Who are they talking to? Well, this is what the commentary is back, that we're not happy. We're not getting anybody that we think is representing us. I think there's too much talking over each other, and there needs to be more conversation. Can anybody have an argument anymore where it's civil and things can be resolved, or there's no way to move the needle on this? If there's no way to move the needle, boy, there's going to be a whole bunch of problems. And it might be on both sides, too, by the way. It's interesting because I just saw a Pew Research Center study, which has, you know, supposedly no politics involved. They found that MSNBC is filled with opinion and commentary 85% of their airtime. Only 15% of their programming is sticking to actual factual reporting. That's what Pew is saying. Now, check this out. Fox, I'm not being a defender of any of these networks. I'm just telling you what the Pew Research is saying. Fox News had 55% commentary and opinion, 45% factual reporting. CNN, they say, had more straight news, 54% of its programming to factual reporting, 46% to opinion and commentary. How about that? MSNBC devoted 50% of all of its coverage to the presidential campaign in 2012. Fox devoted 37%. CNN, 30%. It's interesting because how much Fox gets hammered, but if you really break it down, that's not what they're crunching. That's not the analysis of what Pew is saying. That it's not, that's not at all what we've seen. And isn't it interesting that there's not a lot of that factual reporting dedicated to some of those hours? Just, if you call it what it is, okay, it's opinion, that's it. It's not factual stuff, then we get it. But once again, we don't always know what we're getting. This is the reason why so many people complain about news coverage. Hey, we got the numbers next. And speaking of numbers, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This and it's has to do with another poll. Oh, we love our polls. Every once in a while, we got to pull them out of our back pockets. And this is the one common denominator. There are three or four heavy hitting subjects that divide so many of us and keep coming up into politics. 53% support same sex marriage. CNN's poll tells us that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced for the first time her support for same sex marriage. And now a new national survey shows that at least a small majority of Americans back the marriages, but there are still big generational divides and partisan divides and gender gap divides. It's not surprising, is it? I'll just give you a couple quick numbers. The CNN poll showed that the 53% of the public saying that the marriage between a gay couple should be legally recognized as valid. 43 not supporting same-sex marriage. The biggest difference, younger versus older, the youngest age group twice as likely than senior citizens to support same-sex marriages. Well, like, we didn't know that. We didn't need a poll, I guess, to really tell us that part. But that's the numbers, and that's the beginning of We Can Count. Nothing will be solved anytime soon. Trust me on this one. It's not happening. In the meantime, this is a crazy story about pills and a cavity search. I know you're already intrigued, aren't you? Waterville cops, that's in Maine, say they found 600 oxycodone pills during a cavity search of a New York City woman. Ebony Howard and alleged co-conspirator William Waters are scheduled to be arraigned on drug trafficking charges. They were arrested over the weekend. Deputy Charles Rumsey said that after the arrest, the 25 or 28-year-old Howard was searched, and police found those pills, 645 of them, that were packed into her body cavities. The street value, $20,000. $20,000. Ooh, sounds like a bad deal to me, that many pills. And then trying to find those pills, I'm just saying, that seems a little nutty. How about $175,000 for a mattress and then calling it an investment? Boy, that better be one incredible bed. British mattress manufacturer Savoy Beds say they are launching a limited edition royal bed. It's got that big price tag I just mentioned at Kensington Palace in London. They describe their mattress as an investment in your well-being, presumably, because you're buying a mattress that would just seem absolutely ridiculous, absolutely outrageous. Ultimately, they say a great night's sleep is what it's all about, and the investment pays off every morning of your life. Every mattress requires more than 700 hours of labor to make it. So that's why it's so expensive. They say that the masses and masses of curled Latin American horsetail, that's what they use, mountains of Mongolian cashmere, and specially woven silk that's strung pretty much, could be strung from New York to Miami and halfway back again, that's like 1,600 miles, is why this is such an incredible mattress, because of the way it feels. And why wouldn't it feel that way with all that customization? However, boy, that seems pretty high, doesn't it? So divide that to how often and when you're sleeping and all that other stuff. I guess it's the Gucci kind of mattress. It's the Gucci mattress. But $175? How many cars can we buy for that, people? This goes to show you, we can't all relate, no matter how hard we try. Well, in Israel, they're going to have to pay some big bucks to protect our president. And why is that? The reason is because, of course, Obama's going for a visit. They're dedicating a lot of their resources to ensuring his safety. He's there on Wednesday. Thousands of cops are going to be taken off their usual beats. About 5,000 police will be directly involved in providing security for Obama and the entourage, while hundreds of others will be helping in other ways. 100 officers are added to the police helpline, for example, people calling in with things and that kind of stuff. 1,000 police will be deployed around the hotel where he's staying and so on and so forth, because they want to make sure that Obama's visit is a memorable one. Obama and Netanyahu will hold three working meetings. And once blood is drawn, somebody's leaving the room first. But that's a lot of people to put on the prez, isn't it? There's just no way they could risk anything happening. It's like when the Queen went to Ireland. They were holding their breath and they couldn't wait for her to leave. Oh, she's coming. Isn't that great? And oh, we're going to show her around. And this has been such a long time coming. Now, could she please get out? Because we can't risk anything happening to the Queen. It would be disastrous for us in Ireland if that happened. Speaking of disastrous, how badly do you want to hear music? A Minneapolis woman is right in the center of this thing. She's in a big raging court fight over the unauthorized downloading of copyrighted music, and still says there's no way she can pay record companies the $222,000 judgment she owes after the Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal. The justices didn't comment on their decision. The music industry filed thousands of lawsuits in the early to mid-2000s against people it accused of downloading tunes without permission and without paying for it. Almost all the cases settled for about $3,500 apiece, but there was this one different story, one story, and it was the former Boston University student, Joel Tanenbaum, who, by the way, lost and was ordered to pay $675,000. And then there was the other case, Thomas Rassett. in 2006, and she's gone through three trials and several appeals. The industry presented evidence that Thomas Rassett made 1,700 songs available to other computer users through the file sharing service Kazaa, and the lawsuit targeted only 24 songs. And they have the money. So Jamie Thomas Rassett is arguing that the amount of money was excessive, but she did not have her way. She is stuck. She might not be able to afford it, but the Record Industry Association of America and all the others who are trying to help, they're trying to help her at her last trial, cannot raise enough money for this, cannot raise enough money. So she's going to have to figure out a way to pay up the money or else, because they're going to just chase her to the ends of the earth to make make her pay and set an example of why you can't just share the music anymore. It used to be, it's hard to get out of your head, isn't it? Oh, make me a tape. But not to be for her. All right, this is crazy, but there's a wild debate over this design by Frank Gehry. You know who he is, the famous architect, for a memorial honoring the former president, D-Day commander. Who would that be? Of course, Dwight D. Eisenhower. And this will be south of the National Mall. Congress passed a law actually authorizing a memorial for Ike back in, ready for this, 1999. Does that give you an indication of how our government moves? 10 years following a closed competition for designs to announce the architect would be Frank Gehry, who designed the Guggenheim Museum in Balboa, Spain, and there was Chicago's Millennium Park, and there's a slew of other things that he's designed then, but things have kind of unraveled since then. So, with the 7-year time limit up to build the memorial and nothing going on, Congressman Bob Bishop from Utah has introduced legislation to scrap the design and eliminate $100 million in funding. They're going to actually have a hearing at the House Natural Resources Committee Tuesday to look at what went wrong. What went wrong? The Eisenhower Memorial Committee was given $62 million in taxpayer money, yours and mine, for construction and design of the memorial, $2 million. A year since 1999 for staff salaries. So what's the story here? It's crazy. We're paying for this and we got nothing. We've got no designs. We have nothing in this time period. It's crazy. Imagine if you had access to that money and $10 million to build something of a memorial the way you wanted to build it. And this is your gig! This is what you do for a living. It should be a layup. It should be a layup. But no, instead, give me the money, I'll take the money, and then you're going to have no memorial. That's pretty much what happened here. Like I said, business as usual in these United States. Oh, I hate to be bitter. Oh, I hate it. But it's how it looks, doesn't it? Oh, it so looks that way. When we see this again and again. Do you realize it's been 10 years since Iraq? Do you realize it's been that long? Hard to believe, isn't it? But it really has passed that quickly. And what have we learned since then? There is the big, bad question, and one that we cannot completely answer in such a short window of time. I'd say at least stay on schedule, for goodness sake, when it comes to withdrawal. Because this is one we are not going to be able to win. We already know it. We've conceded it. It's way, 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 way over time, overdue. We got to bring those troops back. And they are coming back. 2014. Stay with us. We'll be back, too.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The king of your own domain, no matter what your particular brand of athleticism is, or they'll pay you a bunch of money to perform. Like Corey Perry, who just signed an 8-year extension from the Anaheim Ducks. You know what his deal is worth, according to ESPN, the four golden letters? $69 million. Woo! $69 million. That's a good reason to lace up those skates and go out there and do what you can to help your team. All right, this is a little bit of sports shorts here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So we're going to kick around a few sports. The biggest sport that everybody's talking about, obviously, is March Madness. And part of the reason for that, and we all know it, is because it's about bracket picking. What's the winning formula? You know, when you look at the four seeds, the top seeds, and they get the buys and they're in, right? statistically 80% of the four seats win their first round matchups. It doesn't mean it's going to happen this time, because there's always a first time for everything, and obviously it has happened a few times before. But looking at the teams that got in, and some of you went to these schools, or you have children that went to these schools, or you just root for these schools, it doesn't matter what the reason is, and you're filling out a bracket. The thing that is interesting here is that people start to trash talk each other. It's not so much even about the whole pool and the money from a pool that you put either, $3 in, $2 in, $5 in, more than that. It's the trash talking that I think people enjoy more than anything else, and for some reason that gets lost on so many people. So if we were to look at some of the matchups, and we're going to do this with R.J. Bell, who's one of my favorite from pregame.com on our next show. R.J. lives and breathes Las Vegas, and he's not a Vegas kid, and he's a guy who loves sports and then got into the whole odds-making kind of deal through legal channels and how he could do it and have fun with it, so he started pregame. But anyway, he's got some cool little statistics, and he's always interesting to talk about what's going to happen in some of these matchups as far as what's happened in the past. And looking at the teams that got in and looking at statistically some of them, boy, oh boy, we could have some really tight matchups in the beginning. I mean, in the beginning of this, some of the key numbers. And you got Louisville, number one seed in the Midwest, Gonzaga, number one seed out of the West, Kansas, number one seed out of the South, and Indiana, number one seed out of the East. And remember, these are, in a couple of these, they're waiting to see who they're going to play. And there are some first round matchups that are interesting, including LIU Brooklyn, and boy, are they talking about how exciting this is going to be for them and what they need to do. I was looking at the statistical breakdown of the LIU team. I bet very few people realize what the mascot is, the Brooklyn Blackbirds. How odd, isn't it? Blackbirds. What are you thinking? When I think of Blackbirds, I think, ugh. But some of the interesting things about them statistically, anyway, 3-point percentage, 38.5. Field goal percentage, 48.4. I did some number crunching. Points per game, fifth in the nation, 79.5. So how do they get there? The Blackbirds, they might as well be Blackbeards, the Blackbirds earned their wings, their third straight NCAA tournament appearance after winning the Northeast Conference Tournament as the number one seed. So they're strutting their stuff. Will they be blown out in the beginning? That remains to be seen. Let's put it that way. And they may have the most interesting nickname in the bunch. A lot of the others, we know their mascots and the nicknames because they're some of the obvious ones, Georgetown, and you know what Georgetown is, right? I'm not going to tell you. Kansas, Rock Chalk, Jayhawk. But there are a few others that might be tricky. You might have to have a mascot contest just for grins. I know you're all running to your computers so you can access that information. But it is about filling out the brackets. It is about looking at some of the info on some of the teams and the possibilities that can happen. And maybe this year could be your year for winning the bragging rights. In the in some of the more intriguing matchups, I think, boy, Notre Dame against Rutgers showed signs of, yeah, they're the team that should pull away, but they showed signs of some weakness. So does Iowa State somehow pull that out? Yeah, I think that could be a possibility. If I was going to go out on a limb, I'd say take a closer look at that matchup and tell me what you see. And I say you could probably see an upset. But I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of boring bracket information, because some of you are probably saying, what is she doing? I want to hear about the Republicans' rebranding strategy. And that they're going to reach out to other people with bumper sticker moments. They're going to be authentic. And they're going to be coursing with optimism, because that is what we've been told. I don't want to hear about the big dance. I want to hear about the big duds on the Hill. That's so much more interesting to me than hearing about this goofball March Madness and whether or not I'm going to fill out a bracket, whether or not I'm going to do that. Who cares? Who cares? All right, other things happening in sports. The story, honestly, that's gotten the most buzz in all of sports, I mean, it'll make you sick. It's Tiger Woods dating Lindsey Vonn, who is that really gorgeous blonde skier that represents the United States. And who cares? I had three people ask me this today. Did you know that Tiger Woods was dating her? Did you know that that was happening? Who cares is what I say. Who cares that they're dating? And what's so funny is they released a photo of each other on Twitter or whatever. I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something. Is it just to officially say that because they've been bombarded since she's a top athlete? Or what is it? Here's what I would say. The only thing I care about, Lindsey Vonn, is that Tiger Woods does not mess with your mojo. That when you represent the U.S., you're still able to focus on what you're doing and not on Tiger Woods. Instead, thinking about pressing it and going for the gold. Oh, man. He just gets the better end of this deal all the way around, because he gets some happy publicity or people talking about him anyway. And the fact that here he goes again and he picks off the best looking woman in the crowd. And of course, who cares? Who cares? Don't mess with her mojo. That's all I would say. Wrapping up this version of a lighter version of We Can Count, sports shorts. A couple of quick reminders. We are going to do on our Wednesday into Thursday morning, because people always ask me that. I know it's confusing, but the third hour on Thursday morning, we'll say in the wee hours, we'll do a Nail the Score for March Madness. So remember that. Mark it down somewhere. Write it on your hand. Write it on your shoe. Put it on the refrigerator. You could be a winner, and all you have to do is tell us what you think the final score is going to be.
Revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.